Well, Muggy discovered the existence of finger limes, the Australian native citrus, and we decided to look into growing them. I was about to retire from the bar, and that's what we've been doing for the last 7 years.
What intrigued you, Margie, about the finger lime?
I saw in an Epicure magazine finger limes were being showcased at Bennelong by a chef, and he spoke about them, and I just decided, I know we've got one of these trees, let's plant more and let's see where we go.
Tell me about the finger lime. I mean, it's sort of a type of, it's obviously citrus, it's a native of Australia.
There's a theory that the finger lime is the original citrus, and when Gondwana land split up, the finger lime remained on the Australian continent, and the citrus as we know it normally developed in Southeast Asia.
Margie, you convinced him to grow it. Who's the farmer?
We're both the marketers. We have two guys that we've employed for the last 30 years, and they're the farmers and we're the marketers.
How many different varieties of finger lime do you grow?
About four.
Yeah, and tell me about them. What's the different trays of the
different flavours, different colours. We only grow the ones that are best as far as travel, longevity is concerned, and flavour.
So where do you sell them?
We sell them Japan, Holland. We sell locally. We love our local market because at least more Australians now are learning about finger limes.
How hard is it to get them into overseas markets? Just to get the idea and the concept and the contacts to actually get orders and deliver and them to pay on time?
That's a lot of hard work, but we're slowly succeeding. For instance, we've got a large order for Japan now, a very large order. We're selling them into New Zealand. I've got people overseas now that I know by first name and I can ring up. So the work that we've done the last 3 years is starting to pay off.
When I think of New Zealand and I think of Japan, I think of them being very nervous about fruit fly. And citrus often is the home of fruit fly. Has that been a big issue for you, the quarantine?
It is. And you've touched on an issue that I'm very concerned about. We can't sell them fresh into Japan or China or India or the United States or Thailand or New Zealand and other countries because they have fruit fly barriers in place, and because they're citrus, they believe that finger limes and fruit fly mix, but they don't mix. So we've been trying to get the Australian government now for the last 3 years to do something about this. The problem is made worse by the fact that there's no law that prevents Australian finger lime trees being exported, and we now have large growers in California, in Florida and in Sicily growing our finger limes and having access to the markets that I've talked about where we can't, where we don't.
How do you get them into Japan and New Zealand then?
They go in frozen, but fresh is always best, as you know, with many things. The Japanese are happy with the quality of our frozen product, but the market in Japan for fresh finger limes would probably be at least five times larger than what it is for frozen.
So, over the years, you've tried cold sterilisation, even irradiation to...
No, we haven't tried that, but we've done a lot of work on special packaging, but that none of those things overcomes the fruit fly concerns that these other countries have. And it's only the Australian government that can solve that problem. We can't solve it as growers.
I thought we had a trade agreement with Japan and also...
But finger limes are not a host.
No, finger limes are not a fruit fly host because they're a native. They don't... You can go into a... I went into the Ferry Road Market in Southport the other day where our finger limes are on sale, and they were sitting in a tray next to some other fruit, and the other fruit was actually covered in fruit fly, and the fruit fly were taking absolutely no interest in the finger limes.
So is this a non-tariff trade barrier that we're talking about here?
Yes, it is. It's an uneven playing field as far as exports are concerned, and all of these agreements that the government has entered into do nothing to solve this problem.
So what's your message at a time of an election to Barnaby Joyce about quarantine and these non-tariff trade barriers? If finger limes aren't the host of fruit fly and yet you can't send them into Japan, what needs to be done?
Spend about $250,000 and convince Japan, for a start, that fruit fly is not a problem. Otherwise, we're going to have another macadamia story where macadamia is Queensland fruit or a tree, ended up becoming grown widely in Hawaii.
I hear time and time again that non-tariff trade barriers, particularly in terms of sanitary and phytosanitary issues, are huge. And that while we have trade deals with lots of countries, we really haven't dealt properly with market access.
Exactly. Couldn't be truer.
What needs to happen to make it happen?
Somebody in the new Australian government after this election must make a decision and say trade agreements are okay, but let's overcome these other problems that are causing difficulty for Australian growers. And I'm sure it's not only finger limes, I'm sure other people are having the same problem.
Is it the science that is lacking?
No, there's been work done by the New South Wales DPI at Gosford in just north of Sydney, which has shown that finger limes and fruit fly don't mix. And I'm sure it's not only finger limes, I'm sure other people are having the same problem.
We need that to boom for everybody because it's an amazing product. It's a native Australian product. And unfortunately, there are so many other countries now climbing for it, clamouring for it, even want seeds. So we don't want to pass our beautiful native Australian to everywhere else in the world.
There's a distillery in California that is making finger lime gin, and it's going gangbusters in the States. And just down the road, they're getting their fresh finger limes from a company called Shanley Farms.
Okay, what are frozen finger limes like compared to fresh finger limes?
They're similar, but chefs have to learn how to thaw the product before the finger limes are used.
Only let them partly thaw, and then you cut them in half and you squeeze them out like toothpaste. And they are fantastic.
What do you do with them, finger limes?
Well, Ian loves them in ice cream, but he loves ice cream anyway. So yogurt, papaya, any seafood. They're even using them on raw beef dishes, dried beef dishes, in desserts. The dessert market has become huge.
How hard is it to convince restaurants like Attica to take your finger limes, to sell them the message, the story, the farming story behind the produce that you lovingly produce?
People love to talk to the producers, as you probably know, and I did a lot of cold calling when we first decided to be up in Queensland full time. And I would get on the phone 3 years ago and say, I'm Margie Douglas, Lime Caviar Company. People would have no idea what finger limes were then. It was amazing. But now they know what they are. People now contact us. Yeah. And that's made my job a whole lot easier to be able to just people know what they are. They're asking for them.